Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Going to have some very, very, some might call dorky, but some fatherly advice coming up for prospective sports gamblers here in the state of Massachusetts. Chime Time, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, my man? How are you today?
I'm good. We finally get a chance to see what the Patriots offense looks like against other competition today. Woo! With joint practice. Looking forward to that. Good, bad, or indifferent. Something to react to. And then we got a game on Friday night, which hopefully we get some starters to play. And what's going on with you, big boy?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm enjoying the day. You know, had a wonderful show this morning. Greg was finally back from Nantucket and got a little bit of Patriots in, a little bit of Red Sox in. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about tonight's Red Sox game. Think I got a good lean.
All right, so the Red Sox are back. They're playing the Pirates. Red Sox, if you didn't realize, over the weekend, played well. Played their arguably. Now, the bar is set really low because they had not won an official series against an American League East team. We counted it for some reason on Thursday night, Chime.
So dumb.
But was their best AL East series of the year, taking 2 out of 3. And they're about to be as healthy as they've been in about 2.5, 3 months. Kike's activated. Rob Refsnyder activated. So their offense is going to have basically 9 guys in there that are major league players, which has not happened in a while. Mm-hmm. Looks like Yomar Sanchez got DFA. It looks like they sent down the outfielder Davis, Jalen Davis. So they're going to have a representative offense. They're feeling good coming off the weekend. Nick Pivetta is not a terrible pitcher. And the Pirates just aren't very good. They have an awesome young shortstop in O'Neill Cruz that you should tune in tonight.
He's
just to watch
so
him play.
Watch.
It's like 6'7" playing shortstop. He's an absolute stud. But they're 45-70 and not very good. You mentioned a lean on tonight's game. My push for the people out there is to be okay with taking left-handed batters in this Red Sox lineup against Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller looking up his numbers this year against lefties, 289 average, 779 OPS. Chase rate and whiff rate, which are like, hey, how good are you? Are guys going to chase the ball outside the zone? Only 16th percentile in baseball for chase rate, 15th percentile in whiff rate. He does have a good fastball, but that's really it. ERA in the mid-4s. He's 4-8 on the year. Red Sox team total is certainly in play today. Red Sox lefties, Verdugo, Rafael Devers, etc. No official picks. I haven't seen a lot of the Pirates this year, but I'll be leaning that way and likely to have one of those. As I was going to say Mutt's Big Bet, but no, we're not doing Mutt's Big Bet tonight. I'm in the afternoons again. So,
oh, shucks.
I'll be leaning towards those plays in sort of DraftKings build-outs and any sort of plays that I make between now and about 2 o'clock this afternoon is a Red Sox team total over and left-handed batters against Mitch Keller. The Mitchapalooza will not be live tonight in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you and I are on similar wavelengths here. I am my official bet is Red Sox team total over 4.5. I'm all locked in on that. I even really like the Red Sox money line. I know that's a little more juiced up, minus 140, but I like the Red Sox in tonight's game. I'm also leaning towards an over for Nick Pivetta and outs recorded. I feel like he needs to have a really strong pitching performance, and this is the opportunity to do that. He's got kind of banged around a little bit in recent weeks, and I mean, we've bet on the total in like the last two Nick Pivetta starts that we've bet on. So, you know, I expect him to come out and have a really good outing against a team that's not all that good. So that's not my official pick. My official pick is Red Sox team total over, but I also like the Nick Pivetta outs recorded over of 17.5.
All right, so we're going to hold hands on that total. We're going to look for left-handed batters tonight, including potentially a stack up against Mitch Keller. There is some rain in the forecast, but looks like it'll be spotty showers at the most today and tomorrow. Thursday looks fine. Friday in Baltimore looks A-okay for the Red Sox, who will try to continue. They're not dead, Scheim. You kind of poo-pooed the idea yesterday. Lou did yesterday, the afternoon show as well. I'm not writing them off yet, only because at their core, we haven't seen it yet. So I'm not betting on this. I'm not betting on this. But we have not seen them play at their best in a couple of months. And we know at their best, even against bad teams, they can reel off 7 out of 8, 9 out of 11. So we're going to see against Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Then they come back home next week for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. But I'm not declaring them dead yet in the wild card chase for the American League.
Yeah, I
you are.
I haven't officially declared them
you
dead.
You are.
But I am
just
very
stop
much...
it. Yes, you are.
All
yes,
right.
You are.
Yeah, you're right. I declared them dead actually last week. So I'll stick with it. You know, I'm not going to waver and jump back on the bandwagon. Jaron Duran yelled at me if I'm against them now, don't
yeah.
perform later. So, I mean, I don't have a lot of faith that this team can be consistent enough to get into the playoffs. Can they go on a run? Sure. But I don't know that they can do it for the next month and a half.
Yeah, and again, they have to do it consistently because they're already five games back, and they got
a
leapfrog with the White Sox, the Twins.
Schedule.
And Baltimore, by far, yeah, they and Tampa have the two toughest schedules left. The Seattle Mariners, who have all of a sudden are now the number one wild card team at 64-53. I think they're a lock to make it. I think the Blue Jays are just so talented they'll get in. I think it's Tampa, Baltimore, Minnesota, Chicago, and Boston all fighting for that third wild card spot, in my opinion. I guess Toronto could fall out of it, but they seem, you know, they're just too good. And they still, by the way, 1.5 game lead. So they're already 1.5 clear. And you got to leapfrog all those other teams we talked about. And they play easy schedule. And the White Sox are three games up on you, and they've, you know, they play the easiest schedule by far, them in Seattle down the stretch. So I'm not saying dead yet. They still have a negative run differential. So there's a lot of work to do, but you get the Pirates, you get the Orioles, and we'll see what we get heading into the off day on Monday. Meanwhile, some fatherly advice I thought about today, Sean.
Ooh, okay.
You may mock
Roll
this because you're younger than me, and this is going to come across, I think, for some people potentially as unnecessary. But was reading an article in the Wichita Eagle yesterday about the launch of sports betting in Kansas.
Yep.
Okay, because I'm trying to see like a couple other states, including Kansas, are about to launch. Like, what does it look like there? You know, what does it look like? What should we be prepared for? Because New Hampshire, they launched one sports book, right? They launched, but it was DraftKings only.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, DK and FanDuel. Rhode Island, Sportsbook RI. So in our region where we live, this will be the first state, theoretically Massachusetts, where come early 2023, there could be up to like 15 different mobile sports books you can sign up for.
Wow.
Okay, you follow me so far?
Yes.
Like Kansas, there's a bunch as well. So what that means for people who have not paid attention, and you probably have lives out there, so why would you pay attention? Like, the sign-up bonuses are outrageous. These companies are basically, yes, they are gambling companies, but when they launch like this, they are customer acquisition companies. All they are trying to do is convince you as the consumer, I need to sign up with Sportsbook X, because they think that that's their only goal, is to get you to sign up with them. And so they're offering in Kansas right now. Caesars offering a free bet up to $1,500, basically a risk-free bet, $1,500. FanDuel matching deposits, $1,000 free bets. They're just pulling it up here to see the different options they have. A million different promo codes for a million different opportunities. And I bring this up because based on the way Massachusetts is doing it, and I should also mention this, some of these sports books are doing new bettors in an early registration drive. So if you sign up before they even go legal, Scheim, you get even more bonuses for doing this. And so the opportunities for free money, you know, plus EV, plus expected value, okay, edge off the top is going to be right there for you in and around launch time. And what I'm advising people to do, because this will be months before we go mobile here in this state, I'm advising you, if you are somebody who wants to take advantage of all these things, two things I'm asking people to do. Number one is start to put $50 and $100 aside and be ready that money, you're earmarking that money.
Yep.
That's the money you're going to deposit with X Sportsbook to take advantage of their promo. And yep. I advise people to start doing this now so that you don't get to early 2023 and there's like, and maybe this is, it seems like a very minuscule amount for you, but I think a lot of players out there, if I say you're depositing like $1,000 total in 15 different books, that seems scary. Unless you know, A, it's the best deal you're going to get, and it's free money you're getting, it's worth doing it, and B, you've saved up X amount of dollars, you put that aside, and you know mentally, like, people do this for, like, vacation clubs. They save money for vacation. This is what I think people should be doing, our listeners should be doing, so that when they're in and around launch time, they can really, without any sort of sweat, without any stress, like, you've already put the money aside. And so what you're doing is taking advantage of each and every opportunity you can, whether it's free bets, deposit matches. It's going to be all sorts of crap like this at a level we have not seen here in the Northeast. So I'm advising people, Scheim, to start to plan for that now so that you can get the most in the free opportunities in early 2023.
Well,
that's my advice for the people today on a Tuesday in August where there's only the Red Sox for us to bet in the Boston market.
Yeah, and I think you're 100% right. It's a matter of just preparing yourself for when it actually becomes legal. You want to take advantage of those offers as much as you possibly can, and this is your opportunity to do that. And I think, you know what? It may be fatherly advice, Mutt, but it's very much welcome here in this.
So just a couple of what they're doing. Like Caesars is doing a free $1,500 bet, and a bunch of these books are all doing pre-registration perks. Like if you sign up early in new markets, you get even more. BetMGM and FanDuel, $1,000 risk-free bets. BetRivers, $250 deposit bonus. Like you put, or they'll match your deposit. Like you deposit $250, they'll give you, again, a free $250. Now you may have to churn that. You have to bet that first, but it's still a free bet you would get only if you sign up in this time period. DraftKings, $20 deposit match and $1,000 bonus in sort of short-term promotion. So it's like there's going to be so many of these. Barstool has done this over and over again where it's like, hey, this week, bet the Patriots to score more than a point, and it returns $250. So it may be sort of like money that you can't just take right back out. But they're free bets that you can churn into actual money. And they're risk-free bets that you can, like this one-time bet, you take this $250 and you can bet on whatever you want. If you hit it, you keep it. Like, and so there's, it's just, I'm not going to get into the math of, like, what you should be betting it on. But just know these opportunities are coming and you should be ready to go when they do. The second part of it is, if you're going to tie these into a certain, like, some of these you have to put a bank account in, right? Shine, you want to deposit, got to through. Like, if it's PayPal or Venmo or something like that, and I don't know how all these books work, I would have those accounts ready to go and be ready to, you know, have all that money available in PayPal. If you don't want to have it tied to your checking account, I would urge people to go to their banks and potentially open a second checking account where, you know, this is just where I'm going to have the money that I'm going to have for these sports books at launch or whatever. These little things that our listeners who are in the one tippy top percent AOC of like sports bettors, you can take advantage and make this launch in early 2023 really worth your while. So you don't have to, you don't have to do it today, but things you start thinking about to take advantage of literally free money these sports books are going to be throwing at you, so you sign up with their service. And by the way, just from a betting standpoint, Scheim, you want to be able to shop the lines? You should be able to be logged into 10, 12, 15 books at once and find the best line you can get, because that's, again, over a long period of time, how you're going to have a better chance at winning money betting on sports.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, Mutt. I am completely on the same page here.
It's a boring rant. It's for people rolling their eyes. I'm telling you,
but it matters.
There are times I wish I'd taken advantage of certain and this was you know a long time ago when you know sports bet like. There were opportunities there for the taking, and I was just too stupid to recognize. So I hope people are smart enough. Hope they're smart enough in Massachusetts, because it's going to be it's like a little gold rush for these books. Like just customer acquisition, get you signed up, because they think you're going to be lazy enough once you sign up with that first book just to bet with them.
Yeah.
And we're going to be smart enough not to do that.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Anything else for the people today, Chris?
No, you summed it up beautifully today, Mark.
Yeah, I yapped a lot. Tomorrow
you did a great job.
A lot more handicapping on tomorrow's podcast. I texted Ryan Hannibal about joining us for tomorrow's. And his only response was, I love a golfer this week. That's his only response.
Oh, daddy.
So who knows what he's got planned for us today. BMW starts this weekend in Delaware. Actually, a big golf day today. Apparently, Tiger Woods flying in to meet with the players to rally the troops PGA Tour meeting today.
Which
in
is
Wilmington,
wild
Delaware,
today. Yeah, they were saying that the reports are that, like, everything is on the table, from boycotting majors to Jay Monahan's removal to all different types of scenarios here. So,
going to be a wild day, and I'm sure stuff is all leaking out in the next couple hours, so I certainly look forward to. If you've enjoyed the advice we gave you today, not yet subscribed to this Fatherly Advice podcast and also Golf Betting podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, I should say, Spotify, Odyssey app, BetQL Boston on Twitter. What else for the people, Chris Scheim, on this Tuesday in New England?
Yeah, make sure to like and subscribe. Tweet at us. If you've got any questions on bets or anything like that, feel free to hit us up. We'd be more than happy to talk with you about it because we'll mention it on the podcast. We'll just love to talk gambling here, Mutt, give out advice and talk it over with our peers here, because good friends help other friends make smart bets.
Well said, Scheim. Enjoy your Tuesday, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow morning with our buddy Ryan Hannibal.
Sounds good, bud. I can't wait. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.